Lee, H-L-E-E, Harrell, H-A-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 5/27/48. Today is 5/1/2026. This is a 77-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with heart failure. This will be, patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient is in his eighth period from 3/2/2026 to 4/30/2026, which face-to-face will be shared with hospice medical director, period. Today's face-to-face took place with the patient's sister present, who has given us a wealth of information regarding his decline, especially in the past 3 to 4 weeks, period. Again, his hospice diagnosis is heart failure. He's short of breath at all times. He belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, period. He has a KPS of 30%, PPS of 40%. He has a MAC of 37%, consistent with weight loss and protein, calcium, malnutrition, period. New paragraph, his other comorbidities include atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, BPH, and diabetes, period. Patient is currently on 80 milligrams of Lasix once a day, despite taking his medication on a regular basis, he has a 3 to 4 plus pedal edema bilaterally. Furthermore, he now has developed a few ulcers in different stages, stage 2 and 3, of the pretibial area, being treated with Bactroban on the left side, consistent with stasis ulcer and peripheral vascular disease, period. He's definitely bedbound, totally and completely ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, period. Mr. Harrell was a logging trucker. That's L-O-G-G-I-N-G, trucker, T-R-U-C-K-E-R, never was a heavy smoker or drinker. He's widowed, lives with his sister, has no children, period. He has a strong family history of cancer and kidney failure in his family, period. Patient's now sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day, and most significantly requires 3.5 liters of oxygen to maintain the O2 side of 92 to 94% with a pulse of 100 2-day period. He also uses his nebulizer on a regular basis. The pedal edema is consistent both with heart failure and pulmonary hypertension, along with the right-sided especially along with right-sided heart failure, with both lower extremity edema and JVD present, period. His shortness of breath, his continual and worsening weakness, his mental decline, his functional decline, his stasis ulcer, his worsening peripheral vascular disease, his frailty, and the fact that totally and completely bedbound and is not able to get out of bed any longer. He's long sleeping, and weakness and bouts of confusion are all consistent with worsening symptoms of congestive heart failure. His hospice-related diagnosis most likely has less than 6 months to live and does remain appropriate for hospice. Thank you.